الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه بل له ما في السماوات والأرض كل له قانتون.
صدق الله.
In the previous ayat we read where Allah says one of the greatest evils and oppression and wrong that can be done is to close the masajid of Allah Ta'ala to stop people from the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. More worse than that, now the 30th bad and evil quality of the Ahl Kitab, Jews, Christians, and yeah, the Mushrikeen of Makkah also are included. What another great evil that was in them, that they associated partners with Allah Ta'ala. The Christians say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzu billahi, is the son of Allah Ta'ala. The Jews said that Uzair is the son of Allah Ta'ala. And the Mushrikeen, the polytheists of Makkah Sharif, they used to claim that the Malaika are the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. So this is also a very, very great wrong. The lesson that we learn from here, we must not associate anything wrong to Allah Ta'ala. We must believe in Allah Ta'ala as Allah is, not what we think, like the Jews, Christians have made their partners to Allah, that Allah needs a partner, etc. So, but we must believe in Allah as He is. And that is absolutely essential, not an imaginary Allah or what of our own figment of our mind and what we think that how Allah Ta'ala should be. So with regard to this, the ulama have explained that it is impossible for Allah Ta'ala to have offspring and children, even from the point of view of these, of the Ahl Kitab and the Mushrikeen. For one, that a child must be the same like the parent. You can't expect a goat to be born to a cow. If a cow's offspring, then it will be a cow. So if it is Allah's offspring, then that offspring must also be Allah. And that means that it must have the same qualities as Allah Ta'ala. And the Quran challenges this very beautifully in another place and says that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his mother Maryam, the Christians who believe in Trinity and they believe that they are also gods besides Allah Ta'ala. So with regard to them, Quran presents such a clear proof, Kana Ya'kulani Ta'am, that both of them used to eat food. That is, Allah is He who feeds, who does not eat. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam used to eat, his mother used to eat also. And together with that, everything else that goes with eating and drinking, that is going to toilet also. Then, na'uzu billah, their God goes to toilet also. And all the other things, all those weaknesses and deficiencies which are there, then you have to attribute it to Allah, to God. And this, they also say that Allah is free. So then it is impossible that Isa alayhi salam, his mother, they can be the offspring of Allah, they can be part of God, or Uzair alayhi salam, or all the malaika, that they can be the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. Another point which ulama explained, that it is impossible even from the point of view of these non-believers that Allah can have any partner, any child, any offspring. That the father is in need of his children. That is, especially when the parents grow old, then they need their children, their sons. And if they aren't sons, or the sons are not prepared to help the parents, then they need their daughters. And this means then that Allah is in need. And even these people believe that Allah is not in need. Allah is as-Samad, totally independent. He's not in need of anything. So even from their own, the Quran beautifully and ulama, Allah reward them, have explained from their point of view, their belief is totally wrong. That in actual fact also, and even from their own point of view, that a God can never be dependent. And if a person has children, then before the child, he's in need of a partner, of a wife. In order to have a child, you have to have a wife. And they also say that Allah has got no wife. So then from where does the child come then? So that belief of theirs is totally wrong, logically also, and from their own beliefs also it is totally wrong. Thirdly, that having a child and say, telling the child is God, is Allah. Like the Christians say, Isa alayhi salam, Maryam alayhi salam, Uzair, or the Farishtas, that they are the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. And all of them undergo change. A child from in the womb of the mother, it goes through various changes. From just a drop of semen, it becomes a clot of blood, etc. Then it is just the bones, the flesh, then the bones are made. All changes. When it is born, it is small, it grows up, it is going through changes all the time. And Allah is He who is as He was, He is as He will be. There is absolutely no change in Allah. So if they are Allah, to the children, and they are undergoing change, that is clear proof that they are not Allah. They are not God. So from their own point of view also, their belief is totally wrong that Allah has got any children. Whether it is Isa alayhi salam, whether it is Maryam alayhi salam, whether it is Uzair, whether it is the Malaika. Other beautiful points also the ulama have explained. The lesson we should take from here is that we believe in Allah as He is, and we have to gain the knowledge which is called the ma'rifat of Allah, to recognize Allah as He is and not attribute qualities to Allah which do not belong to Allah Ta'ala. That is very, very important, and our iman is dependent on that. We have to believe in Allah as He is, not what we think of who Allah is or what Allah is. The correct knowledge of Allah Ta'ala is knowledge of deen, masalas we understand we have to acquire. The fazail, the virtues, we understand the great benefits of it. But also more important than that is to have the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala Himself. For which Allah has started the Quran with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, right at the end, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. All the whole Quran is described the qualities of Allah. We have to understand them and we have to believe in Allah as Allah has explained Himself. In Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa hu, al-hayyul qayyum, all the qualities which Allah has explained there. In Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, all the qualities everywhere. That in huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, alimul ghaybi wa shahada, all the qualities of Allah as He is. We have to learn and understand who Allah is. And then our full conviction on that great being who is since ever, who will be forever, who undergoes no change, who has control over everything, who does as He please. We have to believe in Allah as He is. That is very important, because that we are going to be asked first in the qabr, Mar Rabbuka, who was your Allah? Did you believe in the correct Allah, or did you have your own idea of who Allah is? That you thought your shop is your sustainer, your job is your sustainer, or whether it was Allah who without a shop will sustain, and without a job will sustain, will give shifa without medicine also. That is Allah. So we have to believe in Allah as He is. May Allah bless us with this reality, which is very important, and not fall in the trap of the Jews and the Christians and the polytheists who believed in all wrong things about Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.